Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. After a global search for the most deserving innovators in medical research, the winners of the inaugural Sanford Lorraine Cross Award and $1 million was announced last night. After a glamorous ceremony in Sioux Falls, Doctors Jean Bennett and Catherine High are pioneers in gene therapy, and their work has reversed a genetically inherited form of blindness. SDPB's Jackie Henry is in the Kirby Family Studio now with more. Hey, Jackie, welcome.
Thanks, Lori. Glad to be here.
Quite a night last night that you were a part of. And tell us a little bit. We'll start with the winners. Tell us a little bit more about these scientists.
Right. Well, Dr. Jean Bennett is a professor of ophthalmology at the University of Pennsylvania. Some years ago, she was seeking funding for her work in this gene research. And that was how she was connected with Dr. Catherine High. Now, Dr. High is president and head of research at Spark Therapeutics, which kind of pushed this research forward, getting it into the clinical trial period. Their work is with the RPE65 genetic mutation, which causes blindness in humans. And these two doctors are actually responsible for the first instance of FDA approval for a gene therapy for a genetic disease. And that FDA approval came just last year, 2017.
All right. So this is given out by Sanford Health. And it's a new award. This is the first year it's been done. Mm-hmm. It's every other year in the future. Explain why the Lorraine Cross.
Right. Well, the Lorraine Cross, it looks like a cross or a crucifix, but with two horizontal bars instead of the one. And it's a very meaningful symbol for people in the medical field. Dr. David Pierce is Vice President of Research and Innovation at Sanford Health. And, of course, this award is seeking to honor those at the height of medical research. And he explains the meaning behind this award.
I mean, it dates back to, you know, very distant times in Europe when everybody used to fight. And on the battlefield, the Lorraine Cross was the symbol of help, symbol of treatment that you could be rescued. So that's the symbolism that we have, is that there should be always hope. Research provides hope. Research provides innovations and treatments and cures.
And so last night the award was given in a ceremony. This morning there was a press event. And this morning Dr. Pierce likened last night's first awarding to the first Nobel Prize. He says things like this, awards like this, are meant to give science and medical researchers something to aspire to.
So the finalists were chosen earlier in the year. How are winners chosen from there?
The final decision came down to Sanford's International Board. All three finalists specialized in some form of gene therapy in some pretty remarkable ways. So the ultimate winners, reversing genetically passed down blindness, other projects, things like injections that seek mutated genes and correct the mutation, or developing a possible cure for spinal muscular atrophy. Really remarkable projects and a really difficult decision for the board. They needed six votes to determine a winner. The board voted three times, still couldn't come up with a winner. And finally, it came to the point, Sanford CEO Kelby Krabenhoff tells me it got kind of heated. And eventually, fellow board member Andy North made his case for Drs. Bennett and High, citing, among other things, their sense of teamwork.
He talked about the importance of women in medicine and women in research, and that impressed him. And he also talked about how they had overcome 18 years in pursuit of this conclusion, and had setbacks upon setbacks in terms of problems with the regulatory and bureaucratic processes with the FDA, you know. And he said that really is a lot like us here at Sanford. We persevere through things.
And Krabenhoff says after North made that speech to the board, they took another vote, and the results came back 8-1 in favor of Bennett and High.
That's a powerful speech right there.
Right.
All right, let's expand on this notion of women in medicine.
Yeah.
Because that's not to be passed by lightly here.
Not at all. And I did not get a chance to speak with Dr. Bennett on this subject. She was already on her way back east. But I did speak with Dr. High this morning, brought up, and also Dr. Pierce this morning brought up the idea it's a significant day for research and a significant day for women in medicine. I brought that up to her, and she gives kind of a chuckle and says when she got started in medicine in around the 1970s, yeah, there weren't many women in the field. But she She says she had a lot of support from her father and from others in the generation before her, and that really helped her keep a positive vision for herself as she moved forward, helped her navigate. And she gave me kind of a little knowing look and said, yeah, there were people who weren't optimistic about women in medicine, but having that support helped her push through.
Yeah, but here we are. Still,
and here we are.
Here she is, still there.
Right.
Walking away with a big announcement. What comes next for these doctors? What are they planning to do with the $1 million prize?
Right. So Dr. High has a couple charities in mind. One that she is especially passionate about is a program called Camp Bob. It's in the mountains of North Carolina, where she's from. It's a camp for children from a variety of different circumstances. Maybe a parent is incarcerated, or maybe a parent is in the armed services and is deployed. Kids who might not otherwise have a chance to go to a fun summer camp and be kids. That area of the mountains also happens to be a special vacation spot for Dr. High and her family, and she's really passionate about using at least some of this prize money to support Camp Bob.
These are children who might not have the opportunity to come enjoy the miles of hiking trails and have an opportunity to be outdoors and enjoy nature. Sorry, I'm getting a little emotional here. And so we always think that that's a very important endeavor.
And this is clearly, you can hear in her voice, a big passion for her. And it reminds me of during the ceremony last night, there were short documentaries about all three of the finalists. And in the piece about this research that basically cures blindness, they had a young man who talked about, you know, after going through the treatment on his way home from a performance, and he saw the moon for the first time and just this incredible experience. And so the idea of using some of this money from this research and, you know, supporting other kids and other experiences.
Right. So more than 18 years of really just overcoming obstacles. That's not even the beginning of the research itself.
Mm-hmm.
Never losing sight of why medical research matters,
mm-hmm.
and what people can do through generosity. That's really a remarkable story.
Right, and a big theme of the evening as well. So Shankar Vedantam was our guest yesterday on In the Moment. He was kind of the MC of affairs last night,
yeah.
And he talked about the idea of a Greek poet, don't remember the name, but the idea that a fox knows a lot of things, but a hedgehog knows one big thing. And he kept going back to the idea of tonight we celebrate the hedgehogs, these people who have their big idea, their big focus, and they go after it with ferocity. And no matter how many times they fall down, they keep going.
Let's talk about a little bit of the glitz and glamour, some of the less, you know, medically significant and newsworthy stuff. We got a couple minutes to have some fun because this was quite a spectacular night and a show that really Sanford knew that the eyes of the world were on them. How did they want to be perceived?
Sanford likes to put on a show, and this was definitely that. It was held north side of Sioux Falls and kind of their Sioux Falls headquarters. When the board finally came to their decision of who was going to win, we see some billowing blue smoke released outside to signal that a decision had been reached. Some mixed reactions.
What was the reaction when the blue smoke came out? Like, were you standing there with other people?
I wasn't there, but I was kind of keeping an eye on social media. I saw a tweet did go out with video of the blue smoke. Other reactions I saw were not super excited about that particular use of symbolism, but the rest of the event was definitely a glamorous affair, and the common theme was this is going to grow.
Right. So the criticism from, you know, some of that, and again, you can't take, you know, too much weight from what you might see on social media because
sure.
It's going to draw the negative, you know, things
right.
out. But I'm what I'm wondering and trying to get at is the heart of how does an event like this in South Dakota sort of play through the rest of the world?
Mm-hmm.
And then how does it play in South Dakota as well with sort of the way it is presented and that's really almost to be seen as well.
Right. It's in some ways confirming and almost bucking against these ideas about Midwestern humility and things like this. During his remarks last night during the ceremony, Kelby Krabbenhoff talking about Sanford as a quiet voice on the prairie. South Dakota can be a lonely place. Winter comes pretty quickly. But then here we are making a big statement of big things are happening, and they want people to say, did you hear what happened in South Dakota last night?